Hello, my ninja friends. It's Scott Norville, the car leasing ninja. Whitch! Yeah, I do love that. Whitch! It's like a sort of sidekick if you're into your martial arts. Right, so this little podcast on this bright sunny day is all about birthday cards. So, birthday cards for our customers. This is the ultimate. This is the one. This is the one that when you're dealing with customers and you've had customers for years, or even if you've just got a customer, you just sold them a car or a van, leased or whatever it may be, in your CRM, you just make a note and you make a note of their date. So you can usually find their date on the finance forms or whatever it may be. Don't worry about GDPR, but you can just find out their birth date. Make a note, literally make a note. So, two things. So, one is on their birthday, you send them a nice little birthday card. One from the whole team. Not just you, from the whole team. Just wishing them well. Hope everything's going well. And basically, you're thinking about them. So, that's a good thing to do. But there's something even better. So, if they've got their car, especially in the leasing game, they've usually got it as an average 2 to 3 years, sometimes maybe 4, but usually 2 to 3. Send a birthday card, not to the customer, but to the car. Yep, I know it sounds a little bit daft, but you send it to the car. Obviously, not directly to the car, because it'd be a bit strange, but to the customer. And the birthday card reads, "It's your car's first birthday." Obviously, it's a year that's gone by, so it would be a bit strange if you've supplied them a car and 3 years later you send them a birthday card saying it's your car's first birthday. It's a little bit bizarre. But you just do it once. You don't have to keep doing it every time, but just, well, we actually do. First birthday, second birthday, and third birthday. And what you tend to find is the customers receive this card. And the card as well is in a gold envelope. That's always a good thing. So the card is in a gold envelope, which they'll always open. Because you always open a card if it's gold, of course you will. And so they open it and it reads, "It's your car's first birthday." So what this does is that they look at it and they have a little bit of a chuckle. They may look at it and hopefully don't bin it. And they think, actually, that's quite sweet. That's quite nice. It's something unique. Once again, no one on this planet is doing that. Then they're just not. For one, they haven't got the time, they can't be bothered, and secondly, they're just going for the units, and they're not too fussed, to be completely honest. There may be a couple out there, but not doing this. So remember, it's the car's first birthday, and you can up it. I've done it for 8 years, because we've been trading 8 years now, so I've been doing it 8 years, and we tend, when we first started trading, we tended to do sort of premium brand. It just seems that there was better rentals, better lease deals on premium brand at the time. So we had photos of different cars, not the customer's car, but if it's a Mercedes C-Class, it was a picture of a Mercedes C-Class. BMW 3 Series, a picture of a 3 Series. And on there, it's your car's first birthday. So that, once again, the whole team signs it. Not a signature. Signatures are just a little bit too, so I can't be asked to just sign anything, but it's actually print the name. And it just gets received very, very well. And then not only that, you can then up it even further. So why not even give them a call? Give them a call the day after, or even on the day, and say, "Has your car received the birthday card?" Well, for one, if you haven't spoke to the customer all year, since I've had the car, that's a great way to speak to them. Gets you talking, and then ask the biggest question. Do you know anyone that's looking to lease a car? Do you know anyone that's looking to have the experience that you're having? As cheesy as that may sound, but you know what I mean. It works well. It's definitely worth a punt. You can get cards anywhere. A couple of quid, £3 or £4. But yeah, just give it a go. Why not? What have you got to lose? So that's me. Nice, short and sweet. A little bit longer today. But that's me. So the car leasing ninja. Whoosh, that's me. Speak to you soon.